Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first chapters free on my website by putting in your name and email address. I'll send that to you. It's www.karencan.com. And if you'd like to speak with our guest today, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so I know that you have a question. And today's going to be a very fun show. We're going to be talking about strengthening the relationships with our partners by using sex games. And we have Marie Claire Tovet back on the show. Is very popular. We talked about sex last time, so we're going to be talking about it this time. And boy, I know Mary Claire really well, and she is so much fun to be around. And I got to tell you, if you have a chance to go to Ottawa and go to one of her, you know, in-person workshop, it is well worth it. I mean, she can transform your love life practically overnight. It's amazing. So today we're going to talk about sex games. So why? So, you know, we talked a little bit about, in the first show that we did together, about love languages and how to discover you and your partner's love languages. And then now we're going to kind of go, how do you use that knowledge to then connect more with our partners by using the sexual play that's specific for that love language? So that's pretty cool. I didn't know that you could do that, but it makes a lot of sense. So what about how to heat up women, like how to get women going? And what about men? You know, how do we use sexual play to get men going, and how do we connect more with each other by using these games? And, you know, sometimes I got to be honest, sometimes I get really, really serious in everyday life. I mean, I have tons of fun in my life, but I tend to be pretty serious. I'm like a workaholic. So that's one of my addictions. I'm you know, still healing. So it's great to have Mary Claire to, like, balance me out, you know, to, like, you know, try to, like, balance my energies out. So I'm like, oh, yes, there's another part to life. It's not just about work and your mission. So this is really great. So Mary Claire, thanks for being back on the show today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much, Dr. Karen. Yes, we're going to have a lot of sparks flying in your life at home. You just watched. I'm going to improve your sex life by 200%, I promise, by the end of today's show.
Woohoo! That's great. So Mary Claire, I mean, your website is lemonbliss.com. Is that right?
Yes, or sexybliss.com.
Sexy bliss, right?
And it's sexy with an I, Dr. Karen, because the I means you've got to take care of yourself. Sexually, you got to know what your own sexual needs are. You've got to know what your love language is. So today we're going to talk about love languages and what that means sexually and how that can really improve your sex life.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Now, do you mind sharing with our listeners about, like, how the heck do you get into sex education as a profession?
I'd love to.
I mean, a lot of times it's us healing, you know, that creates it. So I'd love to share your story if that's okay with you.
About my healing story? Oh, that's pretty huge. We could probably go on for hours with that, but I'll give you okay, so first of all, I was a sexual educator. I taught sex ed to grade 7 students, and that was so much fun. I was also a French teacher, and I loved teaching sex ed much more. And I realized how the changes that I made in these students' lives. And as I got older, I always learned a lot about sex. Because I had my own issues when I was growing up. I was actually sexually abused myself, and I realized with time that because I was sexually abused and I was exposed to sex at such a young age, that I always thought that was bad, and after doing lots of therapy and that type of work, I eventually realized that, hey, I can talk about sex easily, in a very professional way when I taught these students, and they really responded well to me. And I started doing this in my second spring, because I'm over 50. I started doing this to help adults, and I helped other people that went through experiences like I had. And I realized that, hey, I can talk about this stuff. So what happened to me as a child wasn't necessarily terrible. It was something that happened to help me grow. I just had to get over, you know, the issues around that. And then it made me a stronger person. It made me more determined. And it made me determined to help other women that had issues that I had, similar to what I have. I'm not a therapist. I'm a sexual educator. But I can sure make sex a lot of fun for a lot of women out there. So I'd love to talk to you today about, you know, sex games and how to make it positive. I don't want people to think, ooh, you know, it's so sad, she was sexually abused. No way, man. Don't feel sorry for me for one second. I have grown from this, and I'm here to make other couples, I want them to have fun. You don't have to always look back at your past and think how horrible life was all the time. You can grow from all of that and, you know, develop your own sexuality. Figure out what turns you really on, the real you, not that negativity from the past, but something that can make you grow more as a person and grow in your couple with your partner so that you can have a great relationship and great partnership, a great marriage, etc. So I'd love to talk to you about love languages today and what that means sexually. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for your inspiring story. I mean, when you told me your story before, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is exactly the reason you went through everything you went through, is so you could be the person you are today in order to help a heck of a lot of people. And for me, even though I didn't have that kind of history, I think ancestrally, especially on mom's side of the family, I think, you know, there was a lot of inherited stuff from way, 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 way back. That was like, you know, sexual stuff. You know, I don't know what it is exactly, mm-hmm. but I could feel it because it manifests physically in my body. And so I think that, you know, with your help and, you know, the kind of focus on this, it's really good to heal, you know, this piece. So I'm so glad to have you here. Well, let's get started. What can you tell us about some sex games?
Yeah, thanks for that, Karen, and thanks for telling me about that, too. That's really important to sort of realize what's happened to you in your life, acknowledge it, do what you need to get rid of it in your life. I do Qigong, which I absolutely love, and I've been able to get rid of all kinds of negative stuff through Qigong. There's all kinds of other things that you can do, and I've even heard some of your own shows, how you the other shows that you have, the other podcasts, how to get rid of negative emotions in your life. So get rid of it, you know, let it come out, and then move on and have your best life. And there's no better way to do that than to have great sex and have great lot of fun with your partner. So I'm going to talk about sex games today. So shall we start with quality time?
Sure. So that's one of the love languages, right?
That's right. Quality time is one of the love languages. And for quality time, it's all about really focusing on your partner and making sure that you're just really focused on what their needs are and you're not daydreaming about anything else. So a really great quality time activity, sexual activity. It's not total sexual activity. It's like to warm yourself up, and women need that. They need to warm themselves up. They can't just walk into sex just like that. They need to simmer. So a really good way to simmer your woman out there, guys, is to pretend you're a waiter in your own home. So you could text your partner during the day and say, hey, I've got a great surprise for you when you get home. Don't make any plans for dinner. You're not cooking tonight. So when she walks in the door, if you're the type of guy who loves a little visual, you can ask her to go upstairs and get into something sexy. And when she comes down, you have the, you know, the cloth over your arm with her beautiful wine that you know she absolutely loves. Pour her a beautiful glass of wine. You can give her your name or a fake name. What the heck? Let's have some fun here. And you can, you know, sit down with her, drink the wine with her, and really tell her how beautiful she is. She needs to hear that. You know, look at her in the eyes. The whole thing about quality time is looking at the person's eyes. And then it comes time to cook your dinner, prepare your dinner. Now, guys, if you're out there thinking, I can't cook, Well, if that's you, you need to go out there and find the best possible takeout. Put it in one of your fancy dishes and pretend you made it. She doesn't care. She just wants to be treated. She just wants to be treated very specially and have a great quality time with you. So you're serving the food and you're describing what the food's like and you're using delicious language and you're telling her how beautiful she is again and you're telling her why you admire her when you're sitting down with your conversation. And what you can talk about, like what are you going to talk about? You know, that's really important when you go for dinner even, you know, it's important for you to know what to talk about. So I would suggest to really improve your quality time is to ask your partner 10 ideas that they would really love in foreplay. So, and then you could rank, and you could rank the top three. And then you could practice some more quality time doing that foreplay a little later on. You like it, Karen?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yes. So, you know, sex is very individual, and it's important for you to get to know your partner, to know what they really love. And that's a great quality time. By the way, if it's so important to leave your cell phones off when you're making love for anybody, but it would be especially crucial for your partner who loves quality time. They want you to focus just on them. It has to be all about no distractions. You need to be an engaged listener. You need to be engaged to what their body language is telling you the whole time. So that's quality time.
Good advice. I'm taking notes voraciously here while you talk. Okay, who's next?
I know quality time is, I know acts of service is your love language, if I remember from the last time
yes,
we spoke.
Yes, acts of service, that's right. It's so funny. I tell James, you know, when you do the dishes and mow the lawn and, you know, go do the grocery shopping, I said, that's a real turn on for me. And he's like, what?
Like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And the dinner that I just talked about is an act of service, too. So that's an act of service
True.
That he does for you. He's prepared dinner for you, right? That's a huge act of
Yes.
service. And what you do during dinner would be the quality time that you spend together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to talk to you about the acts of service. You know, the women that are out there working so hard, they're working all day. They come home, they're tired, they might have toddlers, toys all over the place, dishes to be done, et cetera. You know, they are not in the mood for sex because they are so tired, Dr. Karen. I researched online and I found a really great, it's called compelling motivation. I wish I remember who gave me this. I call it a game. It's more of a thing that you do when you come home. What you need to do is totally be responsible for your own sexuality. So you know that you're tired. You know that, you know, you need to relax before you make love. So you take that into your own hands. So this is what you do. Your husband comes home, you take him aside, and you whisper in his ear that, sweetheart, I am so tired right now, and I had such a stressful day. I really need your help. I'm wondering if it'd be okay if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to get a glass of wine. I'm going to pour myself a bath, a nice bubble bath, and while I'm in the bathtub, I'm going to get myself all relaxed and warmed up for you. So you can, you know, let him know what you're going to do while you're warming yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sweetheart, I'm going to go in the bedroom. And do you remember that sexy number you bought for me in Las Vegas, the one I have never worn since? Well, tonight's the night. I'm putting it on, and I'm going to warm myself up for you. I'm going to get myself ready so by the time you finish doing the dishes and picking up the toys, I'm going to be so hot for you. Do you think, Karen, that he's going to do those dishes super fast and have that kitchen spotless? You know, that's compelling motivation. You're taking your own sexuality in your own hands. This guy's been wanting to make love to you, but you've been too tired. So now you've given him, you know, what he needs to do so that you can relax, and while you relax, you're going to get yourself warmed up and hot and ready for him. And men really love that. They really love to know that you're out there doing something while they're downstairs. That'll excite them also. And just knowing that he's, you know, fulfilling your act of service while he's down there is going to be a way for you to be able to relax and really know that you're being cared for and being loved. So that's a really good thing to do for access service. And you can modify that any way you need to out there, people.
That's a
Have
great,
some fun with that,
that
one.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
yeah,
a wonderful,
that is so
wonderful.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the next
thank
love
you.
Language is, yeah, you're welcome. The next love language is physical touch. And physical touch is really all about, you know, you needing to be close to the person. You need to be connecting physically with them. You know, brief kisses and hugs are beautiful for anybody who likes physical touch. And learning how to touch a person is really important. I can talk to you a little bit about that later on. I'm going to be teaching a workshop for men called the Expert, the Sexy Bliss Expert Lover. So I actually teach men exactly how to touch women and where and how. So I can give you more information about that at the end of the show. But physical touch, it's all about, you know, really making sure that your partner's relaxed, especially women. Women need to relax before they make love, and a great way to do that for somebody who has physical touch as a love language is massage. Men, too. Mm-hmm. Men need massage also. I've noticed that, you know, some men won't even go get a massage from a massage therapist because it gets them very aroused and very excited, and they get embarrassed by that.
Right,
so you
right.
can bet women that if your husband, if you want to get him going, give him a massage, and you have to tease him. So the game that I want to teach you is the ABCs of massage. So I'm a teacher, so I want to teach all of you your ABCs. So this is all about learning, you know, picking parts of your body that you want your partner to massage. So let's play the game together. Dr. Karen, so I want you to pick parts of your body that start with the alphabet. So we're going to start with A, but I don't want you to pick an erogenous zone right away. I want us to really start, you know, just to relax. So you can pick a body part that starts with A that will be, let's say, I'm your partner, and I ask you to pick mm-hmm. a body part that starts with A. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll say arm.
Arm, that's perfect. Arm is a perfect body part to pick for this game. So you'll start massaging the person's arm, and you'll go really gently. By the way, guys, women usually like a more of a tender touch. Men like to relax by a firmer touch, but women like a more tender touch. So start very slowly, and you can kiss at the same time. Start by kissing her hand. Women love that. And then start massaging her arm. Go up her arm very slowly, very sensually. And you can talk to her at the same time. So let's go to B. So I'll pick B. I'm going to say belly. So when I'm massaging your belly, Karen, I'm going to be, you know, really going slowly. And this is really good for your body to have. Those organs never get massaged. And you're
right,
actually
right.
teasing because, yes, isn't it true? Our belly really, it gets neglected with massage. So it's really important to massage the belly very sensually and just, you know, ride close to the erogenous zones there. So the vulva and the penis, you just go right close to it, but you don't go in that area at all, but you ride there. And you slow down when you get to that part. Right? That way you'll, you know, focus on it a little bit, and it's a huge tease. So you go on and on with your ABCs that way. You'd pick the next one. See, tell me what your C would be.
Oh, boy.
You can do chest. You know, guys even like to have their chest rubbed. So
oh,
you can do
true.
Chest. Of course, women love that. Even,
yes.
By the way, I teach women with breast cancer, sexuality with, I'm on an expert panel to help women with breast cancer. Women need to have their chest massaged even if they don't have any breasts anymore. You still have some sensation there. You'll be really surprised that they might have that. So please massage them there and kiss their scars. That's a really important
yeah.
thing to do. So you could do chest at that point, but I would probably pick something that's a little bit, you know, maybe not as erogenous as that. But that would be the ABC game. When my husband and I played this game, we had so much fun. It's one of my favorites, actually, because affection is my love language. And what I've noticed is that I wanted his letters. because I wanted that part of massage. I said, can I have your letter, please? And he said, oh, okay, no problem. So he was really sweet that way. He would give me his letter that I wanted, you know, wanted to have my massage. So it's all about having fun and playing games and to laugh. He thought it was really funny that I wanted his letter, and he was teasing me. You know, you want my letter? What can I get for it?
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's great. It's so much fun.
I was trying
so
to think of
to
things
that
start with C.
For affirmations, that's my love language. By the way, if your love language is not physical touch, it doesn't mean that you're not going to love a massage. It means that's the icing on the cake, right? That's
right.
What Dr. Gary Chapman says, you know, if you're doing another love language other than your own, it's just icing on the cake. So it's just extra love getting thrown your way. When I talk to my husband about love language, he says, do I have to choose? I want them all.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
So affirmations. My love language is actually affirmations, and I wanted to tell you about something that I did with my husband. I know he loves to see me in lingerie, and I decided to take 10 of my best lingerie, and I hung them all up on the hanger, and I decided to do a fashion show for him of all of my lingerie, and I gave him a piece of paper, and he had to give me a 5-star rating on the lingerie that he liked the most. It was so
okay.
much fun. I had no idea it was going to be so much fun for me. So we did a 5-star rating. We picked the top 5. And what I noticed from the top 5 that he picked, Dr. Karen, was the ones that showed more skin. And I said to myself,
isn't that
wow,
obvious,
he really
though, or not
loved
really?
Pardon me?
I thought that would be obvious, but not really.
I thought it, well, I... You know, I did a calendar for him a few years ago, a year after we were married. I did a lingerie calendar, and he really liked some of the ones that were a little bit more theme fun oriented, you know, theme oriented.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that's what he was going to go for, but he went with the ones where he saw more skin, and that made me feel, wow, he loves me to show off my breasts and my butt, and that gave me a huge lift. You know, I already have really good body image, but it made me feel even better about strutting my stuff to him and showing off my best assets. So now when I go shopping for lingerie, I know what to get for him because I know what he likes, right? And I know what he'll give me compliments on. Because he was going on saying, oh, my God, that looks so sexy on you. Turn around. I want to see what's behind there. You know, when they talk to you like that, it makes you feel so good. It really gets you into the game. So,
okay.
Do you have some lingerie that you can get rated, Dr. Karen?
Oh, boy. Oh, I feel like such a fuddy-duddy.
You and I have to talk.
I'm so practical. I'm like, okay, now let's see. Where can I get organically harvested bamboo underwear that doesn't show seams underneath my, you know? And I was like, how do women wear thongs? It's so uncomfortable. You know, I mean, really, I'm such a fuddy-duddy. You know,
I need lingerie from an eco place.
You're going to laugh at this. I actually called Victoria's Secrets one time. No. We physically went to Victoria's Secrets one time. We were actually getting a gift for someone else, not for me. I said to them, do you have anything in organic cotton? And they looked at me like weird and said, no. I'm like, oh, that's too bad. You know, like literally, you know, I was like, okay, that's what I need. I need some place that has like everything made with organic cotton or bamboo or something that's not some man-made thing that, you know, stops your pores. But I suppose you're not going to be in your lingerie very long, so.
That's right. Play your cards right, and he does too. Wonderful. So the last love language is gifts. And, you know, gifts, it might not be what you think. It doesn't mean, it's not materialism. It's more about the thoughtfulness behind the gift. And, you know, if I was your husband and if I was to, you know, give you some icing, I would probably try to find you some cotton lingerie. That would be my quest for him to do research on how we can get some of that. And, you know, you receive a package in the mail and you have eco-friendly lingerie. Isn't that going to make you excited?
Yes, yes, yes. Sounds good.
So that's like icing on the cake, right? What I would do for gifts, if that's your love language, a lot of people are too shy about going to a XXX store or to these kind of places. So I think shopping online is a really, really good solution, Dr. Karen. And I found a website called TooTimid.com to be very friendly. Yeah, tootimid.com, TOOTIMID.com. I find that people there are friendly. You can talk to them and you can chat with them. And I think that's comforting to know that you can talk to a lady and she'll help you with selection of whatever, you know, whatever you want to use to make your sex life more interesting. And what I would challenge, since we're doing games, I would challenge you to go, get some sex games. So I've actually spoken to the person, I had a conversation, I should say, with the person there. Her name is Angela, and she came up with 5 really good board games to play. So that could add a lot of fun, you know, if you want to, you know, if you don't know what to do, you can have some really fun. You can get a gift of a board game to your partner that loves, gifts as a love language. And you know, who doesn't like to have fun and play? It's all about, you know, when you're making love, it's all about, sending out that inner child and, you know, just to play and have a good time the way we used to do when we were kids and try to make those games into adult games. So, a lot of these games are a lot of fun to play. Did you want me to tell you about any of them or
but before you do that, I want to make sure let's go ahead and talk about, you know, some of your workshops coming up. And about, you know, your book that you're writing, and we're going to, if you could share your website again and where people can contact you to get more information or more help.
Sure. So the name of my website is sexybliss.com, sexy with an I, bliss.com. And before I forget, this website, tootimid.com, you can save 20% by putting the code sexybliss20. You could save 20%. So sexy with an I, BLISS 20. So yes, my website is sexybliss.com, and there you can send me an email and let me know what what you need in your life. You know, you might need one-on-one training, you might need workshops. I helped a couple last week. They were arguing all the time, so I gave them a communication workshop. And now they're not arguing. They're making love a lot more. And their kids are off their video games because they're not hearing their parents scream. They're running away from that to get away from all that screaming. So I can help one-on-one. I've got 2 workshops. One I'm working on called The Expert Lover, and there I'll be teaching men how to simmer her, how to do sensual massage, how to touch her, how to discover her erogenous zones, games she'd love to play, and finally, how to give her a great orgasm. So that's for the workshop on The Expert Lover. I also give, on my website, there's a description of the couples workshop that I give. This couple's on fire. It's a lot of fun. I get energized at the end of those workshops. I feel like a new woman, and I feel like I'm helping couples to stay together, and I just love it. And finally, I'm writing a book. Yay! On sex games. It's on sex games and home play assignments. So I want to ask all of your listeners out there if they've played any fun games. If they can think of a really fun assignment that I can give to couples that I can write in my book, I would love it if they could write to me and let me know what that is, and I'll send them the top sex games that I research. So, write to me at info@sexybliss.com, sexy with an I, bliss.com, and I'd love to learn more about your sex games and any assignments, any kind of fun things that you've done. I can write about it in my book. And I'm writing it with a partner, actually, so that's a lot of fun. That's about it, I think. Do you have any more questions?
That's great. Well, we're definitely, I know books take a while to, you know, get written and edited and all that kind of stuff, but I definitely want to have you back on the show for that. you know, for the launch of your book, to help promote your book,
yes,
and to tell people about it. And with your permission, I will actually post your request on my Facebook page as well.
Oh, I'd love that. Yes, for sure. And thank you, everybody, for helping me pitch in. This is the first time I talk about it in public, so I have to do it now. I've already
I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, that's fantastic. Gosh, you're right. We're running out of time, so we can't go into more detail on some of the other, some of the other board games, which that sounds pretty cool. I've never actually know that there was board games you could get. Like, I'm sitting behind my computer, work. So that's why we have friends that help balance.
Yeah, that website has lots of those board games that you can even ask them. Ask Angela to give you a list. She's wonderful. She'll give you a list of all the board games. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, well, great. Well, Mary Claire, thank you so much again for being on the show and enlightening all of us and bringing that joy and fun and injecting, that sexual energy, which is really, really important for our health, wellness, and joy. So I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate it, too. And you don't have to let your history dominate your future. We can have a lot of fun for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. That's what it's about, everyone. Thanks so much for listening in. And until next time, bye for now, everyone.